This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli taking vote of confidence in House of Representatives tomorrow. Prime Minister Oli urged CPN UML lawmakers not to involve in anti-party activities. Health Ministry reports more than 8,800 corona infection cases and 88 deaths in last 24 hours. Gandaki Province Chief Minister Prithvi Subba Gurung resigns from his post, and a massive explosion in Afghan capital Kabul kills 58 people. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli is taking a vote of confidence in the House of Representatives tomorrow. A special session of the House had been called by the President on the recommendation of the Council of Ministers, as the Prime Minister felt the need to take a vote of confidence in the House. Meantime, Prime Minister Oli has urged the disgruntled lawmakers of the CPN UML not to involve in any activity that would weaken the party. Issuing a statement today, Prime Minister Oli believed that no leaders and cadres of the CPN UML would carry out any activity damaging the party. Prime Minister also vowed to treat all in the party equally. Chief Minister of Gandaki Province Prithvi Subba Gurung has resigned from his post. CM Gurung tendered his resignation to Province Chief Sita Podel this afternoon. Nepali Congress, CPN Maoist Center and Janata Samajwadi Party have registered a no confidence motion in the Provincial Assembly against CM Gurung. It is reported that CM Gurung resigned from his post as he would not be able to take participation on deliberation regarding the no-confidence motion, as he has tested positive for the COVID-19. A no-confidence motion has been registered against Lumbini Province Chief Minister Shankar Pokhrel. No-confidence motion was registered today with signatures of 40 lawmakers of Nepali Congress, CPN Maoist Center, Janata Samajwadi Party and Rashtriya Janamorcha Party. The Constitutional Council has recommended names for appointments on several posts lying vacant in the constitutional bodies, including the Public Service Commission and the Election Commission. A meeting of the council held today at the Prime Minister's official residence at Balotar took a decision to recommend names for the vacant post. National Assembly Chairperson Ganesh Prasad Timilsinha has informed that the names of the office bearers to be appointed in the constitutional bodies will be made public through formal process. However, President of Main Opposition Nepali Congress Shiv Bahadur Dewa and Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota did not participate in the meeting. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 8,850 corona infection cases in the last 24 hours. The ministry has also reported 88 corona-related deaths in the same period. Ministry's spokesperson, Professor Dr. Jagasav Gautam, clarified that 26 deaths that took place in previous days had been added today. In the last 24 hours, 4,022 people have recovered from the infection. As per the ministry's update, Nepal's active corona infection cases have now crossed 88,000. Meantime, the health ministry has requested gas manufacturing companies not to sell and distribute oxygen gas cylinders without health ministry's recommendation. Writing a letter to gas manufacturing companies, the minister requested them not to sell and distribute oxygen gas cylinders to any government and private hospital without ministry's recommendation. The ministry made the request to curb shortage of oxygen cylinders in treatment of COVID-19 patients. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवैजना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन।
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त?
किन थाहा नहुनु, यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15*7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ। तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now more news. The government has formed a task force to ensure the smooth supply of medical oxygen needed for the treatment of COVID-19 patients. The six-member task force led by Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supplies, Prem Kumar Shrestha, was formed at the direction of COVID-19 Crisis Management Center's coordinator and Deputy Prime Minister Ishwar Pokhrel. DPM's press advisor Ganesh Pandey informed that the task force would facilitate for ensuring the supply of medical oxygen for the hospitalized infected. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has offered her best wishes to all concerned on the occasion of the Low Day. In a tweet today, the president wished that this occasion would be an inspiration to all for building a just, civilized and prosperous society, ensuring easy access to justice for the citizens. Minister for Women, Children and Social Welfare, Jali Kumari Mahato, had said activities of Nepal Red Cross Society should be reviewed to make the organization more vibrant and dynamic. Addressing a virtual program organized by Nepal Red Cross Society on the occasion of the World Red Cross Day today, Minister Mahato applauded the role of the Red Cross for the prevention and mitigation of COVID-19 crisis. The minister also vowed the government's support to further strengthen the organization. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News. Now some international updates. An explosion near a school in a Sihar district of West Kabul of Afghanistan has claimed 58 lives and left at least 150 people injured. Afghan officials say the bombing yesterday evening shook the city's neighborhood of Dasit Bachi. The community religious minority of Afghanistan has been targeted in the past by Islamic State. It is reported that 7 or 8 of the victims were schoolgirls going home after finishing their studies. Some families were still searching for missing relatives, even today, gathering outside hospitals to read names posted on the walls and taking mugs. An editorial published in medical journal The Lancet has claimed that COVID-19-related deaths in India could potentially reach a staggering 1 million by the 1st of August this year. It is said the projection was really citing an estimate by the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation. India's health ministry has reported 4,092 fatalities over the past 24 hours, taking the overall death toll to 242,000. New cases rose by 403,000 in India in the same period. India has seen 10 million cases in the last 4 months. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and partly cloudy in rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma will be taking vote of confidence in House of Representatives tomorrow. Prime Minister Oli urged CPN UML lawmakers not to involve in anti-party activities. Health Ministry reports more than 8,800 corona infection cases and 88 deaths in last 24 hours. Gandaki Province Chief Minister Prithvi Subha Gurung resigns from his post, and massive explosion in Afghan capital Kabul kills 58 people. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log into our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next bulletin in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.